joined.
Bora. Fala.
Has
Good
joined.
morning.
Has joined.
Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
We will be studying the sixth aliyah. And the sixth aliyah runs from Genesis chapter 35, verse 12, through chapter 36, verse 19. It's a total of 37 verses. The number 37 is the concealed letters of Hashem's name. When it's spelled out, at the level of Bina, and it's spelled out at the level of the world that is coming. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabrihu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Uthilu, Uthilu, Urchimu. Le'achta, L'shem, Yodhe, Bavavhe, Be'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Ko Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'sok Torah Mitzvah, Vaihino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Kunane Alena Maseya Deno Kunanehu. Verse 12. Ve'et ha'aretz asher natati le'Avraham u'yitzak lecha et ne'na u'zaracha acharecha etein et ha'aretz V'yal me'alav Elohim b'makom asher diber ito v'yatzev Yaakov matzeva b'makom asher diber ito matzevet aven v'yasech alecha nesech v'yitzok alecha shamen Laikra Yaakov et shem hamakom asher diber ito sham Elohim Beit El Vayisu mi Beit El Vayehi Yod Kivrat haaretz lavo Efrata vateled Rachel vatkash Belita Vaihi Behakshota Belita Vitomer La Am Yaledet Altiri Vigam Zela Bain Vaihi Betseat Nafsha Kimeta Betikra Shemo Benoni Be Aviv Karalo Binyamin Vatamat Rachel Petikaver Bederech Efratahi Beit Lachem Vayatev Yaakov Matseva Al Kevurata Ki Maitzavet Kevurat Rachel Ad Hayom. Vayisa Yisrael Vayetacharo Mehalal Migdal Eder Vayehim Bishkon Yisrael Baretz, Baretz, Ahi. Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkav et Bilcha, Pilegesh, Aviv, Vayishma, Yisrael. There seems to be an opening. The letter at this point in the verse. Vayu b'nei Yaakov shenem asar b'nei le'abekor Yaakov Reuben b'shimon b'levi b'yehuda b'yisaskar u'zvulun b'nei Rachel Yosef Uvinyamin uvne bilha shivchad Rachel dan v'nachtali uvne zilpa shivchad Lea dan v'yasher ele b'nei Yaakov asher yulad lo befadan aram Vayavo Yaakov el Yitzhak Aviv Mamre Kiryat Harba hi Hebron Asher Gar Sham Avraham Yitzhak Vayu Yemei Yitzhak Me'at Shana Ushmonim Shana Vayigwa Yitzhak, Vayama Vayaseh, Elamav Zaken Ushva, Yamim Vayikiru, Oto Esa Vayakov, Banav. This is verse 1 of the new chapter. Ve'ele toldot Esav hu, Edom Esav lakach et nashav, mibenot Kenan, et ada bat Elon, ahiti, v'et achaleva ma, bat ana, bat zivon, ahivi. V'et basmat bat Yishmael achot u'nevayot batelet adale esav et elifaz u'basmat yalda et reuel v'achalivad ma yalda et Yeush V'et Yalam V'et Korah Ele b'nei Esav Asher Yuldu lo Be'eretz Kenan In this verse 5 that we just completed, there is a word that is pronounced Yeush, but is written with a yud instead of a vav, and therefore it would be pronounced Ye-I-Shi. Verse 6. Vayikach Esav et nashav, v'et panav, v'et benotav, v'et kol nafshot eito, v'et miknehu, v'et kol bechemto, v'et kol kinyano, asher akash beretz kena'an v'yelech el eretz, Mifnei Yaakov a Esav hu Edom. Ve'ele toldot Esav avi Edom behar Seir. Ele shemot b'nei she'esav Eliphaz ben Adam. Eshet Esav Reuel ben Basmat. Eshet Esav. Vayihu b'nei Eliphaz Teman Omar Tifo v'gatam Uknas. V'timna haita filigesh le'elifaz. Ben esav vatelet le'elifaz. Ed amalek eile b'nei adam. Eishet esav v'eile b'nei ru'el. Nachad v'azerach shama. Umizaele hayu b'nei basmat eshet esav. Vayele hayu b'nei achalivama latana vativon eshet esav vateled lesav et yush. Again, we have the difference in the writing and the speaking. Viet yalam viet gora ele alufe v'nei esav v'nei elifaz b'kor esav aluf teman aluf omar aluf tifo aluf kinaz Aluf Korah, Aluf Gatam, Aluf
has joined.
Ele Alufe Eliphaz, Eretz Edom Ele Bnei Adah, Ele Bnei Ruel, Ben Naisav. Aluf Nachat, Aluf Zera, Aluf Shama, Aluf Miza, Ele Alufe Reuel, Beret Edom, Ele Bnei Basmat, Eshet Esav, Ve'ele Bnei Achalivama, Eshet Esav Aluf Yayush Aluf Yalam Aluf Korah Ele Alufe Achalivama Batana Eshet Esav Ele Bnei Esav Ve'ele Alufe Alufe Hem Edom. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading for the sixth Aliyah. We'll now study the English. There's a lot of names in this section, as you will find out. And we know when there's different names, there's much to be learned by the analysis of those names. Even if we don't have the time to do it now, that's why we're being given at least 300 more years. Verse 12, and the land that I gave to Abraham and to Isaac, I will give to you and to your seed after you. Will I give the land? And Hashem went up from him to the place where he had spoken with him. Now Jacob had erected a monument in the place where he had spoken with him. a stone monument, and he poured a libation upon it, and then he poured oil upon it. This verse 14, would have been less words and letters if he had said, now Jacob had erected a monument in the place. Why does it need to say that where he had spoken to him? We don't really need that to know where this location is from earlier in the Torah. So what do we learn from this speaking in this place? And why is it done in the past tense? Because Hashem speaks to people in that place today and in the future. Because that place is represented by the Wailing Wall. Verse 15. Jacob named the place where God had spoken with him Bethel, the house of God. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was still some distance to come to Ephrath. And Rachel gave birth, and her labor was difficult. It came to pass when she had such difficulty giving birth that the midwife said to her, do not be afraid, for this one too is a son for you. And it came to pass when her soul departed, for she died, that she named him Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. Why would she name a child Benoni, which means the son of my lack? And there's also the verse 17 where the midwife is telling that this is also a son for you. Well, one of the ways of that is it's explaining that there was a breech birth where the legs come out first, so she could see that it was a son. But another explanation, when it comes to the reincarnation, that the idea of a son coming from not being identified by the midwife would be an indication of a female soul coming into a male body. And this is, I believe, the only son that was named by Jacob. The others were named by their mothers. And what, in my opinion, what Jacob did by changing the name was he also changed the soul to be male rather than female. And that has been known to happen also from the writings of the Ari. Verse 19. So Rachel died, and she was buried on the road to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob erected a monument on her grave, that is the tombstone of Rachel until this day. Israel journeyed, and he pitched his tent at some distance past the Tower of Eder. Going back to verse 20, which I just completed, just to comment that the tombs of Rachel, the Kabbalah Center takes its red string and wraps it around the tomb of Rachel on the Rosh Chodesh and the full moon day, the 15th day of the positive Hebrew months. And they literally wrap this red string seven times around the tomb of Rachel, connecting it to her energy, who she serves as a vaccine against Lashon Hara. And then they sell this string for an expensive amount, and since they've been doing this, there have been other people who have started to sell red string in Israel, but it's not clear whether they know how to prepare this red string by wrapping it around the tomb of Rachel. Verse 22. And it came to pass, when Israel sojourned in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard of it, and so the sons of Jacob were 12. Now this verse is very confusing. The Midrash and the Talmud and the Zohar say that Reuben did not sleep with Bilhah, but he rearranged the beds, because after Rachel died, Reuben felt that it should be his mother that's bed was in Jacob's tent. And in reality, Jacob was not yet ready, I guess. So he put the handmaid of Rachel in his tent. That's the way he was connecting to Rachel continuously. And Reuben rearranged the beds, and that was what his sin was, because it wasn't his business. But it says in the verse, Israel heard of it, and yet still their sons of Jacob were 12. He didn't disown Reuben for doing this. According to the Torah, committing adultery like that would have been grounds for the death of Reuben. So it's clear he did not do that. But the Torah says it because his thoughts were such that he had a desire to do that. This is all according to the Midrash and the Zohar and the Talmud with their different Midrashim. Verse 23. The sons of Leah were Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Shimon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, Gad and Asher. And these were Jacob's own sons who were born to him in Padan Aram. And Jacob came to his father Isaac, to Mamre, in Kiriat Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac dwelt. The days of Isaac were 180 years, and Isaac expired and died and was gathered to his peoples, old and sated with days, and his sons Esav and Yaakov buried him. Chapter 36, verse 1. And these are the generations of Esau, that is Edom. Esau took his wives from the daughters of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Oholibamah, daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite. Also Basemath, daughter of Ishmael, sister of Nebaioth. Adah bore Eliphaz to Esau, and Basemath bore Reuel. Reuel is a connection to the 72 letter name, the Reish Aleph believe it's Reish Aleph Hey, but it is the name connecting to vision and to sight. And Oholibama, or Yeush, and Yalam, and Korach. And these are the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, his sons, and his daughters, and all the people of his household, and his cattle, and all his animals, and all his property that he had acquired in the land of Canaan, and he went to another land because of his brother Jacob. There's a lot of discussion over the centuries by various sages as to why Esau left Canaan. He was the one who was settled there first. Why did he leave? And there's a lot of discussion, and the essence of the reason why he left was because of the selling of the firstborn to Jacob. That essentially deeded the land of Canaan, which is the land of Israel, to Jacob. And that's why he left. And the explanation in this next verse is part of that discussion. For their possessions were too numerous for them to dwell together, and the land of their sojournings could not support them because of their livestock. So Esau dwelt on Mount Seir, Esau, that is Edom. But if you go back to verse 6, it says they went to another land. Why didn't it say there that he went to Mount Seir? What are we to learn from this? Verse 9. And these are the generations of Esau, the progenitor of Edom, on Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau, Reuel, the son of Basmah, the wife of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gaatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was a concubine to Eliphaz, the son of Esau, and she bore to Eliphaz Amalek. And these are the sons of Ada, the wife of Esau. It is this verse that seems a little confusing. But the explanation from the Midrash is that Timnah was a woman who wanted to be connected to Hashem. So she wanted to be married to one of the children of Jacob. But they all rejected her. And she said, I'd rather be a concubine to Edom than a wife to Jacob's children. So by being a concubine, there is a adultery relationship between that bore Amalek. And that's what comes out of the Midrash. And I'm not clear on how this is detected from this verse, but this is where it comes from. Verse 13. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahat, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These are the sons of Basemat, the wife of Esau. And these are the sons of Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, the wife of Esau. She bore to Esau Yeush, Ya'alam, and Korah. These became the chieftains of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, Esau's firstborn, The word chief is aluf in Hebrew. And this is the only place in the Bible that this word is used. Aluf Timan, Aluf Omar, Aluf Sepo, Aluf Kenaz, Aluf Korah, Aluf Gaatam, Aluf Amalek. These are the chieftains of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Ada. And these are the sons of Ruel, the son of Esav, chief Aluf Nahat, Aluf Zerah, Aluf Shama, and Aluf Miza. These are the chieftains of Ruel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Basemath, the wife of Esav. And these are the sons of Aholibama, the wife of Esav. Aluf Yehush, Aluf Ya'alam, Aluf Korah. These are the chieftains of Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, the wife of Esav. Verse 19. These are the sons of Esav, and these are their Alufim. He is Edom. Does anyone have any questions? Since we're used to go ahead.
I have a question. Why was the string red for Rachel's Aliyah, I guess, or Rachel's?
It's not. The string is red because red is a color of the left column. And you wear it on your left arm, and it's essentially a vaccine or a protection from the Lashon Hara. It also helps you by wearing it, it reminds you not to say, not to participate in Lashon Hara. But the color red is the part of the vaccine because it connects, it draws all that negative energy to your left side, which is not your, it draws it to your left arm, which is considered your receiving arm, but it doesn't allow it to stay there. It protects you from it. Have I been confusing or is that clear?
No, that's clear. Thank you.
So what I was about to say, normally these morning sessions are only a half hour, but on Friday, I'd like to make them an hour. Primarily for two reasons. One, because up until last week, we studied the Psalms on Friday morning. But the other reason has to do with the idea that the more Torah you study in preparation for Shabbat, like on Friday, the better it is. So we're going to read, like we've been reading, the second Rambam letter, and it's the fifth paragraph, which is a long one. I'm not sure we're going to be able to do all of it. But we will try. Hayya tamid beishin birachamen rachaymin begomel chesed ki bi'alu amadot natach rasam zera Yisrael ushtahaya egav nato machashevato Yomam balayla le'avodat adorah yat v'yasot masher yoker mitzadaka v'chesed ki zeish Shat Dal Lehane Hayag Atmo Bema Akalav Umashitiv Kafi Ukolto Bama Shekati Ravenu Noshe Ravi Mahalhot Deot Di Shaitaki Rahim Mikara Shakito Tadik O Kalishova Nafsho Vishi Zahar Shalol Hazakir Shem Shamayim Levatala Veshihaya Mishel Umatanu Beamona Veshishit Dal Shayye Hayim Shelutza Dik Veshihaya Mechoyav Kol Echad Mechem Lalamad Enav Talmud Torah Kod Lutu Shitedel Shihaya Echad Mevanav Toroto Onyato Kol Yemechayiv Shayadari Benav Biana Shebi Oto Adarech Yisharabi Avodat Havorav Kol Shihaya Mehem Torotav Omad Banto Shitachid Bo She'ar Tzaro L'Siyu B'Kol Yochlatem Ul Hashkadal Ul Hata'asak B'Mamono K'dish Yochal Li'avur Zimna B'Loya Ul Kalkal B'Navi Anshe Beito B'Kavod Veshiyahav gadolayim Lekatanim bevana veshikavad Ketanam vegadolam Ka'aviv ve'anav shira Kol echad mehem shehu Mezara kesher v'machama shafak Shehu v'shi ohav v'shi kavad l'tach k'di she'izka lama she'azil kol dirachei rabbanav ha'woleya b'nei rubin v'kol demokir rabbanav Avin Leyat Hatani Rubin Veshihaya Kol Achad Mehem Lekarot Atzoa Hazoteam Achat Ashaboa Veshishilim Ota Yekik Yikval Ota Alav Sheyitah Gimolcha Mechaviv Letzovut Levanav Likal Ota Al Heim Veshatov Levaneya Lekabel Oto Gimolcha Al Yechem Uvnehem livnihem dor echar dor atzuf kol hadorot kidei lekayim mikra shekato Ki yadati leman asher yitzavet benavi et beito. Achara v'shamaro derech Hashem liasot tzedaka umashpat. Vayikayim behem afri shekito v'ani zot v'riti otam amar Hashem ruchi asher alicha v'davare asher shemati befiach befiha lo yemoshau mi picha umachbi zarach amar Hashem me'ata v'ad olam uvachal peyam sheyikre'u zod ha'tzoah sheyikre'u elu shenei agrod ha'katovim lemate shas shishegar har meshi bar nechamin zalivana kadeluhual mikolotam enanim akshitzot shitzo behem livana v'yayikra imokach elu hagegram shikvalti ani al atzme kedei sheiknu behem bahema sheyoklu leomot bo ki bekorat kolelu hadavarim yihye lachem toalat gadola v'tzarich lehashtid al v'shem lavo al yechem v'anav sheyo'alo lo ve'im chav yara shoma ora l'shoma achad echad mehem shemeinao v'shava lo l'kayim devar mikol dekatu l'ma'ala sheyihye mechoyiv v'yoto yom o l'macharato shelo yeshta yayino shechastir devar memachlo o yiten tzedaka de'anim v'kanes al oto ha'meora v'anan sheshamor kol zeh tamid kedei sheikval alavo malchut shemayim v'tahaya yirat Hashem al penachem livalati yachtau ki yirat l'chaim. Again, that they shall be always modest, merciful, and charitable, for these are the qualities by which the children of Israel are known. But also, all their thoughts and meditations be always directed to the service of the Lord, and be as charitable and benevolent as possible. For this is all that remains to man of his labor. They shall also endeavor to regulate their diet according to the rules laid down by Rabbi Moses Maimonides, so as to fulfill the words of Scripture, the righteous eat to the satisfying of his soul, and let them always be careful not to mention the name of God in vain, to be honest in all business transactions, and let their yea be always yea. They shall always have the obligation to train their children to the study of Torah. But one shall devote his life to the study thereof, and it shall be incumbent upon his brothers to support this one, and to invest his monies, and to provide for him that he and his family should live respectively, so that he be not distracted by worldly cares from his studies. Let also the elder love the younger brothers as their own children, and the younger respect the elder as a parent. Thus they may always bear in mind that they are a God-fearing family. Let them love and honor scholars, thus to merit the honor of having scholars for their sons and son-in-laws. This will they shall themselves read weekly, and shall also make it incumbent upon their children from generation to generation to read weekly in order to fulfill what is written. For I know him that he will command his children, etc. And also the words of Isaiah, and this is my covenant, etc. But as often as they shall read this will, they shall also read the two letters below written, which Rabbi Moses ben Nachman sent to his sons, with the view of being serviceable to them in many respects. Should heaven forbid they be by any sad accident prevented from fulfilling the injunctions above laid down, they must fine themselves by not drinking wine on that day, or by eating one course less at the dinner, or by giving some fine to charity. Paragraph 7. Parat Shalila HaRabbi Rami Ram Ben Zalme Eretz Yishara Yisrael Levar Tziloni Shema B'nei Musar Avicha. This is the letter which Rabbi Moses ben Nachman of blessed memory sent from the Holy Land to Barcelona. Hearken, my son, to the instruction of thy father. Zod ha'garat shalish shishalech Arav ha'niskar Behayoto be'eretz Yisrael Beka'ashat ilya behayot V'no'omed lifnei ha'mela Ka'asher yisar ish et v'no Hashem Elohika Misaricha Uvarchach Beshamarich Min Hachita Yishmarid Mi Yishmaricha Min Haonesh Ana Adonanu Hamelech Don Holid Ben Hacham Ben Avun Asher Kemoho Lo haya lif navi acharim lo kam kemohu behutzav lo leamar ushmeirat et mishmarot Hashem Elohicha lalecha baderkav ushamor Kotav umitzvotav umishpativ v'adotiv ka'asher tzav akakatu b'torat Moshe avadicha lema'an tashkil et kol asher tase v'et kol asher tifna Shem v'od ha'omer lo v'yata shalima v'nida et elihai avicha v'yavdehu b'lev shalem v'uvnafesh v'zvatsa ki kol levavot dorshi Hashem V'kol yitzer machashevot v'avim matzala v'im taz v'enu. Yoz nachicha le'ad v'yata b'nei hatamadod. Atzmicha k'nagid sheloma utmata. Ki ata tolat v'lo yishtramesh. Mayar mash da adama via agika im te dorosha nu yigalech umama la meala yali im ta asbeinu zerok beazov atabnehu zahir bekashish. Kriyat Shema, Shecharit v'Arvayit, U'tafila shel Isha, Pe'amayim v'yom v'neh, Alach l'ticha, Tavrich l'faneya, U'lachareya, K'mishpat v'neh al kol p'nayim tikra, Ha-Parshi, Bekol Shabbat, B'Shabbat, Vayye, Lecha-Humash, B'miduk-Dak, Vayyehiya, Amcha, Bekol Asher, Talich, Elayomish, La-Yemosh, Mificha, Behagita, Bo-Yomam, Valaila ki az hatzliya et arki chavies tashikil. And this is the letter which the above-mentioned rabbi sent from the Holy Land to Castile when his son was staying before the kind in his service. May God bless you and preserve you from sin and punishment. Behold, our master, King David, bore a son, wise and of understanding, like unto whom there was never one before or after. Nevertheless, he said to him, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, etc. He also said to him, and thou, my son, know the God of thy father. Now, my son, if thou wilt measure myself with Solomon, thou wilt find thyself a worm, not a man, merely an insect. Nevertheless, if thou wilt seek God, he will make thee great. And if thou wilt forsake him, thou wilt be turned out and forsaken. My son, be careful that thou readest the Shema morning and evening, as well as that thou sayest the daily prayers. Have always with thee a chumash written correctly, and read therein the lesson for each Shabbat. This is where we will stop. We still have only one more paragraph or a few. There's only eight paragraphs, and this is the beginning of the eighth. Does anyone have any questions of what we read today? I am going to recommend to you, it's not yet up on the recordings link, but it will soon be put up on the recordings list sometime today. It's a recording of a Chevruta study I do with a Talmud scholar from Germany. And this particular study was very beneficial. And it's well worth listening to. So it's called Chevruta Chai, and it's studying Bereshit, section 13, verses 155 and 156. So when you see it, I recommend you listen to it. We will meet at 11 a.m. West Coast time. for the study of the seventh Aliyah and Shir HaShirim. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom to all.